All right, you beautiful thrill seekers, and the show continues here. It's Wellness Wednesday time, and Dr. Sandra Cabot, good morning.
Good morning, Roscoe.
You wonderful thing. Hey, and we're continuing this great series on infections.
Right, because so many people die from infections. It's in the top 10 leading causes of death with the World Health Organization. And also, people often have chronic grumbling hidden infections that they're not aware of that make them feel very tired. This is because their immune systems run down. And one thing that's really, really, really interesting, Roscoe, is the fact that when you have a chronic infection, the bacteria are very clever because they create a layer of mucus that protects them from being attacked by antibiotics or by your own immune system, so the infection persists. And this protective layer that they produce is called a biofilm. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, very good. You switched on. You have to break down this biofilm to get rid of these infections. So one thing I want people to know about is a natural substance that's often really not talked about when it should be. It's been around for a while, but it really should come back into play in this day and age. It is called NAC, N-A-C, that stands for N-acetylcysteine. And what it does, it breaks down the biofilm. A lot of studies prove this. And for someone with a chronic persistent infection, whether it's bacterial or fungal, then this can make the difference. You can get capsules or powder. You take it every day. It generally is totally free of side effects. So N-acetylcysteine, very important. The other thing, vitamin C, it helps your body to fight infections because it improves your white blood cells. The other thing that helps is the mineral selenium. Now, a lot of people are aware now that antibiotics are becoming increasingly useless because the bacteria develop resistance against them, and also the antibodies can't get through the biofilm. So what we can do is natural antibiotics. So look at your diet, because when you eat raw fruits and vegetables, that has an antibiotic effect. Plants are full of natural antibiotics. Herbs like thyme, oregano, basil, garlic, chives, all those things have natural antibiotics. So eat a lot of salads, and you can get natural herbal tablets that will help to fight infections. So there's one called Bacto Clear, which is very good. And you can take those things to get rid of the bad bacteria in your gut, which could be allowing your immune system to stay weak. So there's a lot of natural things you can do. And, of course, if people want any more information, they can always ring my health advisory service in Camden.
And isn't that an absolute castle of information?
Yeah, well, it's handy, you know. It's stuff you can do a long term and really improve your immune system. And, of course, good hygiene is very important. Always wash your hands a lot, because it's amazing the type of intestinal bacteria you can pick up from other people. And the other thing, always cook your food well. Like, there's a lot of bacteria in different foods, so always cook meat very well. You know, raw steak, you can pick up bugs. Good to cook things properly and make sure the food is fresh. And always soak your vegetables in 4 parts water, 1 part vinegar to get rid of pesticides, insecticides and nasty bugs.
Now, that is a great household hint.
But you can pick up parasites and bugs from your food. So good hygiene, very important to reduce your risk of infection.
So with the veggies, you're saying soak them first, so the cooking process alone doesn't get rid of all of that pesticides?
Correct. Because organic is good, but not everyone can afford it. And, of course, we're lucky in Australia because our produce is generally much cleaner. But to get rid of the chemicals, yeah, that you 1 part white vinegar, 4 parts water, and you'll get rid of a lot of the insecticides and pesticides. Just soak it for about 20 minutes.
Wow, because I do love vinegar on my chips and only jagged vinegar on my on my veggies and salads. I do love I love vinegar. It works very well. Dr. Sandra Cabot, we must, out of great responsibility to everybody, the millions listening, continue this on the infections and how we can get them. More importantly, how we can prevent getting them.
Yes, very important.
All right.
And if you've got one and it's run down, you're always on antibiotics or steroids, whatever, you know, there's so much more you can do to get your immune system working so that your own body can eradicate the infection. So you start to feel well again.
Fantastic. Dr. Sandra Cabot of Cabot Health, international fame and flying in your own little aeroplanes. You are an amazing lady. Thanks for being part of Wellness Wednesday with Roscoe.
Pleasure. Bye, everyone.